from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's debate the deadline with our next guest. You see him on MLB Network. He's a former Pirates relief pitcher, a man that was once voted by our listeners as the most entertaining baseball analyst in America, and that is the great Dan Plesac on 93.7 The Fan. Dan, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Mueller in Pittsburgh, how are you?
Guys, great, man. You're making this hard for me to live up to this billing, but, man, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what's been cool. The last couple of weeks, man, the Pirates, you know, to talk about the Pirates in a national thing, and it's been great. Like, you know, you always wonder when you have that 1-1 pick, are you going to hit the right home run? Man, I'm going to tell you what, this Paul Skeens, he has changed the landscape, not only in Pittsburgh, but, I mean, this guy is I've been in the big leagues. 1986 was my rookie year, and I've been part of the draft, worked at MLB Network since 2009. And we throw the word around, like, great and the best I've ever seen, and who do you compare him to? I can't compare him to anybody because he is the most put-together, polished pitcher I've seen 1 year removed out of college. I mean, he has a weapon for righties. He has a weapon for lefties. He has a weapon for a pull hitter. He has a weapon for an inside-out hitter. Even his last start, I don't care. I get it. He gave up a run in the ninth inning. I think I got more respect for him his last start, even though it was his first loss in about 15 months. He's the real deal, man. He is the real deal. And you know what the cool thing is? To see that ballpark, people coming back to that ballpark, it's a great venue. And I hope they can take advantage of this mojo because, you know, college football and the Steelers are just around the corner. Man, it's time for the Buccos right now. They can grab a hold of that sports landscape in the Berg.
Dan, I love hearing you say that. So who should they go out and get to help Paul Skeens in the next 4 days?
Yeah, okay. Now, here's the issue, right? Now, the Pirates are in a little different spot than, let's say, the Dodgers are, right? The Dodgers have more money than they know what to do with. They've got a minor league system that they're not afraid to get rid of because they can replenish it. Here's the issue. If you're the Pirates right now, you'd like to go get some starting pitching, right? Everybody does. And everybody would like to get some bullpen help. And I know the Pirates are kicking the tires on everybody. Here's the problem. It's going to be hard for the Pirates to go get Crochet. Now, I think Crochet took himself out of the trade market saying, hey, listen, if he goes someplace, he's going to have an extension before he'll pitch in the month of October. And he's put the White Sox in a terrible spot. So I don't think he's going anywhere. So cross him off the board. I don't think the Pirates are going to be in on Blake Snell. That price is going to be high. And if I'm the Pirates, I'm not giving up a couple of minor leaguers to rent a guy for 3 months. The chances of Blake Snell signing back with the Pirates, slim to none.
Dan, Ken Rosenthal's reporting that they're down in Miami and they're watching Jazz Chisholm. What would you make of that move?
Absolutely. Listen, I would love it. I mean, he'll bring some athletic. He has some power. He can play the infield. You can put him in the outfield. There's a lot of different places he can play. The cool part about it is right now, I think the Pirates realize, like, hey, they've got a legitimate chance. This National League wild card, the Braves are beaten up with injuries right now. The Cardinals, the Pirates, they're as good as the Cardinals are right now. The Pirates are as good as any of these teams in the wild card hunt. They're all flawed. Like, if the Braves had Acuna and if the Braves had Strider and Max Fried, we wouldn't be having this conversation, but they don't. And I think the Braves are going to come back to the pack. I think the time is now if the Pirates, I would love to see them do something, but the problem is there's like 15 teams that are in the same boat the Pirates are. They're within shouting distance.
How about Brent Rooker from the A's, Dan? Because we've talked to a couple people.
Absolutely.
Well, this is something as a guy who played that I'm very curious your thoughts on. We had somebody, Jim Bowden, actually come on with us and tell us he didn't think that would work out necessarily because Rooker can't play the field at all. He's a pure DH. He's an awesome force offensively. But to do that, you'd be minimizing McCutcheon's role because he's DHing for this team. And he said would mess with the fabric of the clubhouse. What do you make of that fabric of the clubhouse kind of argument with a guy like Rooker?
I gotta tell you, man. There's really something to that, right? You've got what is the hardest thing when you're a team that acquires a guy at the trade deadline, unless it's one of those slam dunk guys. Like, let's just say hypothetically, the Pirates were able to go get Kikuchi, or they were going to go get Blake Snell. Everybody in that Pirate locker room would just wrap their arms around and say, "Hey, welcome aboard." But it's a very fine line when you bring a guy in at the trade deadline. And all the guys that grinded through spring training, and if the guy isn't a serious difference maker, somebody that's been the fabric of that team for the first 4 months is going to have to take a seat. And if that's a guy like Andrew McCutcheon, listen, everybody rallies around Andrew McCutcheon. That's the fine line. That's why I would never be a good general manager because, like, I'm not patient enough. I would get too emotional. But I'd like to see the Pirates. I know for a fact, because I've talked to people, I know the Pirates are trying. Now, the problem is there's like 15 other teams that are trying to. Listen, they've got about a week to figure out what they can do and what they can't do. And I hope they can, because they're in this thing. Like, they are legitimately in this thing because the teams that are ahead of them.
Can they get to the World Series like Arizona did last year, Dan? Can they be one of those teams?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, would you want to face Paul Skeens in game one? Do you want to face Keller and they get Jones back off the IL? Hey, you don't know. Like, nobody thought the Diamondbacks. Listen, the Philadelphia Phillies last year, if you're talking about a slam dunk team, I mean, they just steamrolled everybody. And then they go back home game 6 and 7. The Diamondbacks fly across the country and they punch the Phillies in the face game 6 and game 7 in Philadelphia, which was impossible. Hey, I'm like this. Listen. If you're the Dodgers, you're the Yankees, you're the Red Sox, you know, just to get in, like, you know, their fan bases, yeah, we're going to get in. But if you're the Pirates, you're the Reds, you're the Brewers, you're a team that, like, you want to get in, you're the Diamondbacks, if you can get in, get the hell in. Why not? Why not? Man, because it brings a lot of enthusiasm. You know, those fans in Pittsburgh, they are waiting to wrap their arms around the black and gold again. They really are. And it was so cool to see the day before Skeens pitched and then the day that he pitched, the next day, 30-plus thousand people at that ballpark. I'm telling you, I've been everywhere. I've been at MLB since 2009. There isn't a better venue in baseball than that ballpark in Pennsylvania. That place is the real place. That place is a hidden gem, except for the people in Pittsburgh to know about it. I tell people all the time, they always ask me, hey, where do I want to go on a road trip to go watch a game? I tell them, man, get your car and drive to Pittsburgh, and you go watch a big game at Pittsburgh. It's the best venue in baseball.
Dan Plesiak, MLB Network, with high praise of PNC Park and the Pirates' chances this year. Dan, we'll keep watching you. Keep doing the Jim Leland impressions. People back in Pittsburgh like those.
Yeah, I got to be careful with that, though, because sooner or later I'm going to drop an F-bomb. That's the only problem. When Amzinger eggs me on to do it, sooner or later,
smoking in studio is also not popular. Yes.
Exactly. So if I drop a few F-bombs, you guys hang on. Maybe I'll join you guys on the afternoon drive.
See you, Dan.
See you, Dan.
You got it, guys. Go Bucks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.